Welcome to Webhack Wednesday. This is episode 70.
Hello and welcome to Webhack Wednesday. I'm Martin Beebe.
And I'm Martin Kern.
And today we are going to be talking, well, what are we going to be talking about?
We're going to talk about packages.
Packages? Yeah. Okay. Or like Amazon packages?
Well, actually, package managers.
Oh, right, yeah. That makes more sense.
No, that would be weird. It wouldn't be, we're not a delivery company.
Let's move on.
Yeah. yeah, we're going to talk about package managers and specifically in relation to ASP.NET, but there's a few changes. Package managers is one of the main changes in terms of the workflow around ASP.NET core. So we're going to talk about that.
Because in terms of package managers in an ASP.NET world, NuGet.
NuGet is king, yeah.
Yeah, but that's no longer just NuGet. Is it? NuGet's still there, but there's some other things.
There's three, really. There's NuGet, NPM, and Bower. But we're going to look through all three of those and just have a look at building up, working with them, how to edit the package files themselves, where to use one versus the other, that kind of thing.
So how are we going to get started then?
So we're going to get started by, I'm going to go into Visual Studio here, and I'm going to go File New Project. We're just going to create an empty .NET Core application. I'll call this Web Application 4, seems like a good name for this one.
Yep. Is that the fourth application you've ever built?
It could have been, yeah, probably is, yeah. It'd be the fourth best as well. I'm going to just choose the empty one. So if you choose Web Application here, you will get a lot of this stuff baked in for you. So you'll have NPM there by default and other things. Well, maybe not actually, but you'll have a load of stuff there. But I'm going to choose empty just so that we can show how to add the stuff yourself. Click OK. That's going to create an empty project for me. And so the first thing we're going to add is we're going to just look at NuGet. So people will be familiar with NuGet. It's been around for a long time, but we're just going to take a little refresher on that and just sort of figure out what that's for. So NuGet is really about .NET packages.
Third-party .NET packages.
And first-party now
We've got a lot of stuff in the NuGet.
So before, .NET itself used to have everything built into it. Now, .NET is very small and it's all NuGet packages. So stuff that was previously in the framework.
Yep.
Things like HTTP client, that kind of stuff.
Static file handling.
Static file handling,
package.
Yeah.
A NuGet package.
You have to, what?
A NuGet.
Okay.
Could be.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
You have to download the package to get that stuff now. So it's a change just in terms of NuGet, in that you're going to be using that a lot more than you were before because stuff isn't in the framework. It's a packaging NuGet now.
Okay.
And so
it looks like it's installed.
It has installed. Yep. So we're going to start off here. We've got this file called project.json.
Yep.
Now this is what manages. This is kind of the underlying.
How small is your font?
Yeah, let me change that using our favourite little trick. This is me not being very, very well prepared. I should have done this. Apologies, viewers, for making you watch this for probably the fifth time during Webhack Wednesday that we've done that. And so this is kind of the project.json is the way that you get packages and manage at the moment. Now, we're at release candidate 2 right now, and I think there's some changes coming to the way this is going to work.
Yep.
Right now, release candidate 2. Project.json is where you manage NuGet packages. You can also right-click on the project and go to Manage NuGet Packages and use this kind of user interface that we're kind of a bit more familiar with. But they both do the same thing. So you can also
use the package console command line thing,
that's next level stuff.
Well, it's package manager. If you type in package manager, it's a part of Visual Studio, but you can just do it by text.
You can do it. If you're like you and you like using command line,
if you're like me,
definitely do that.
Yeah, exactly, right.
If you like,
there's three ways. There's probably four.
There's probably endless ways. You can probably write an application to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're going to look here. So we've got this interface and we've got this JSON file, but they both do the same thing. They both control what packages are installed on NuGet. So by default, even though we chose empty, we've actually got three packages in here. So we've got
The old famous empty, not empty.
The empty, not empty thing. Yeah, so we've got Microsoft.NET Core.app. I don't know what that is. I'm hoping you do.
Which one?
This one, this first one. Microsoft.NET Core, which is weird to say, .app.
Yeah.
Do you know what that is?
Yeah, I think that's that's the platform that you depend on. .NET Core
framework.
Yeah. That's the framework you're using, RC2, yeah. So that's
cool.
And it's a type of platform, that's the dependency.
Okay, so that's what that is, that's good.
Reading off the screen, I've got no clue.
No, it's all right. It's important though.
Yeah, of course. I think that is the way in RC2 now that we declare the platform that this thing's running on.
Yeah. So we've also got this IIS integration and Kestrel, which is basically combined, make up the web server that's going to serve this application. there's details there that we can go into, but we're not going to go into that. I don't want to get you started on Kestrel.
Yep. Okay.
I know that you'll be here forever talking about that. So we're going to move on from that. So this is so what we want to do, if we want to add a package to this, we'll start just in the user interface. So let's say we want to add entity framework, for example.
Yep.
Now, what you need to do is be very careful about what you search for here, both in here and in the JSON file, because you can quite easily add the wrong version of things. So if I do entity framework, if I can type properly, I'll just let it type for me. I should be in browse, sorry. You would think entity framework, there we go, I'll add that. But that's not the right version, because this is entity framework 6, which is for .NET. I could definitely use
this. You could use this, actually. Yeah. And actually, in reality, that might be the best choice at the moment.
Yeah, but for the point of me making the point of
what you're trying to do, choose,
I want entity framework core, which is the new version.
Because you want it to go cross-platform.
Exactly, because this is a cross-platform app now. So we just have to be a little bit careful to search for the right thing. So I'm going to search for entity framework core instead.
It's probably
pre-release, yeah, well done. And there it is. Let me make sure I choose the right one. SQL Server is the one that I want here. And I can see that that's version RC2,
yep.
Final. And I can click Install. And what's going to happen now, I just accept all of this, is that's going to go off to NuGet. It's going to download that package and install it for me. If I then go into references.NET Core, we'll see, I'll just expand that out a bit. Those are all of the packages. So we can see now Entity Framework Core is now one of my four packages now.
Yep.
If I go over to Project JSON, and we can see that that has also been updated in there as well.
Okay.
So it's updated in all the right places. So that's the UI way of adding things. If we want to, we can just type directly into here as well. So if I want to say, let's say I want to add JSON.NET.
Yep.
Is the other one of the most popular packages. So I happen to know this is called Newton Soft.
I think NuGet just got to 1 billion downloads of NuGet packages. Yeah.
Wow.
And I think all of those was me downloading Newton Soft.
Yeah, could have been, and every other developer as well. So I'm going to choose the latest version there. And now notice what happens here. As soon as I click Save here, it's going to go off to NuGet and do exactly the same thing as what happened to the UI. So click Save, restoring packages, and then it's done. So that's now installed NewtonSoft.json as well.
Right.
So a lot of people will have used NuGet before. This will be familiar to a lot of people. But the point here is that you've got project.json, which is a new thing, which might be going away.
Yep.
But for now, that's what we use. We've got the old way of doing it through the UI as well.
Yep.
And you will need to use NuGet a lot more. So stuff that was previously in the framework is going to be in NuGet now.
Okay.
So if you're trying to write some code and it's not working, it's probably because you haven't got the right package installed.
Okay.
So go on to NuGet. And also be careful which versions you install.
Sure.
Right. Especially for the first-party Microsoft ones, because there's different versions of things.
Right.
So that's that one. So the other thing we're going to look at is a thing called NPM. So NPM is Node Package Manager.
Yep.
And it's a way of getting packages for Node.
So this is new to ASP.NET,
it is.
People?
Yeah. So you might
potentially.
Potentially. You might be wondering, kind of, why are we doing Node here? Like, why this ASP.NET? Why are we interested in Node? Well, NPM is basically the way that packages. It's the main package manager outside of the ASP.NET world.
Yep.
So if somebody that's using any other platform, Node or any of the other ones, they're going to be using NPM to download and install their packages. Now it's mainly for Node packages, so things like Gulp and tooling and those kinds of things. But
right. People
also use it for front-end packages as well, like jQuery, Bootstrap. So we'll come to that a little bit in terms of the conflict there. But Node is very important to ASP.NET. So if you want to use Gulp, you'll need to use Node because that's distributed as a Node package. So what I'm going to do here, this is empty. We haven't got Node. I've got Node installed on this machine, but I haven't got an NPM set up here. So we're going to go into here, and we're going to right-click and do Add New Item. And I can just search for NPM, and it's going to find me an NPM configuration file. So notice that that's called package.json.
Yep.
So by convention, that's what this file's called. It doesn't. You can change that, but I would say keep it as that by default. Click Add, and that's going to set up this package.json. So this works in a very similar way to the project.json file with NuGet.
Yep.
You just type in your dependencies here, which are the packages that you want to add. So I was thinking. So there's literally tens of thousands of packages here
right.
for NuGet. but not NuGet NPM. Yep. I was thinking of trying out something new.
Go, right.
I was going to use Gulp originally,
yep.
which is a task runner.
Yep.
I thought, why not use Broccoli? Broccoli is a task runner too, Broccoli. And I keep hearing about it. It's supposed to be quite cool.
Yeah, but there is a risk with Broccoli.
Really?
Well, it's pretty new.
Right.
And
it's cool as well, though.
Yeah,
right?
Well,
yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And so much so that we are both over 30. We shouldn't be using it.
Shouldn't be using it?
No.
Really?
Yeah, really. I'm serious about this. It's actually, we should definitely be using Gulp or Grunt.
No, I really like to try it out. I mean,
well, you go for it, mate, but I've told you there's risks.
There's risks?
Yeah.
I think we'll be okay.
Go for it.
Go for it. Okay, cool. So, all right, so I'm going to just type in here. I'm going to type in Broccoli. Now, one of the challenges first is being able to spell Broccoli. Oh, you definitely
put it on
that.
The right line.
Definitely don't do that. And I want the CLI as well, which is the command line interface. What it's going to do here is I'm going to just type in the version that I want, which is 1.0.0.
I keep doing this.
I'm having typing difficulties here. I don't know why that's happening.
I think you've lost off a.
I've messed it up, haven't I?
You just need this. You need one of these. Put it there, and you need one of these.
And now the only one. Cool. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's how it works. So I want version 2. There we go. It's working now. It's doing the IntelliSense. So what I was hoping to show you there, if I do this, it's going to go off to NPM and get the versions. So
right.
It's doing that polling between NPM and my project here, Visual Studio. So I'm going to choose this one, which is basically just means the latest version.
Yep.
That's what that little arrow means.
We're actually doing that.
And as soon as I click save, just like it did with NuGet, it's going to go off to NPM this time and download and install my package. So I'm going to click save. So you'll notice dependencies restoring there.
Yep.
And that's now installed. That NPM's working. I can expand that out. And I can see that I've got Broccoli. And I can also see Broccoli, it depends on this thing called Resolve. And I can see that that's installed as well there. So NPM has managed all the packages for me.
Are you feeling all right, mate?
Actually, you're right. I'm feeling a bit peaky. I don't quite feel myself. I think it was that Broccoli package. I'm going back to Gulp.
Yeah, I would too, mate, as well.
Okay. That's
probably want to just take that Broccoli all the way out.
Just get rid of it. I'll leave it there because, you know, we'll see what happens. But I'm feeling back to myself.
Yeah,
now.
Good stuff.
Yeah, this is weird. I don't know what happened.
Strange,
there.
Isn't it? I told you, we're too old to use Broccoli.
You did say that, and yeah. I didn't listen.
Always use Gulp or Grunt's fine, Broccoli.
I'm too old. I'm not cool enough for it.
Not cool enough.
Well, you learn something new every day, don't you? But we've got Gulp now, and we feel happy.
Let's leave Broccoli for the kids.
Yeah,
and let's get back.
Let's get back to it. So we've got Gulp here. You can see that Gulp's installed, and Gulp has got a lot of dependencies. Actually, there's a whole kind of dependency tree here with Gulp. So you can see there's a thing called Chalk that it depends on. Chalk has its own dependencies. It has Strip ANSI. It depends on that. Depends on ANSI. I don't know what any of these things are.
Yeah.
There's probably hundreds of packages that have got installed here. But you can see there's a tree.
I like how you've got fancy log there.
Yeah,
fancy log as opposed to just log.
Don't do a normal log.
Yeah, no, make it fancy.
Yep. So the point here is what NPM's done here is I've said I want Gulp and it said, yeah, okay, I'm going to install Gulp. I'm going to install all the things that Gulp depends on as well. And those things themselves have their own dependencies.
Mm-hmm.
And this is interesting. So bear this in mind. When we come to talk about Bower later on, this is relevant, the fact that we have this tree of dependencies.
Sure.
Because what happens here with Gulp is every time you install with NPM, sorry, every time you install a package, it will install everything that it depends on and put that on disk.
Right.
Bower doesn't do that. It does it in a slightly different way. That's important to remember when we look later on. So we've got the package.json there. We've got the dependency tree in Gulp, and we've looked at our dependency. So in NPM, sorry. So that's how NPM works. And you will find things like jQuery, Bootstrap, those things are in NPM.
Yep.
Which isn't really what NPM was intended to be used for, those kind of front-end packages. I mean, I could go in here and I could type in jQuery, and there it'll be here somewhere.
We're not if you start with a query. You want J.
Oh, yeah, it's good to know there's a package called query there. In fact, this brings us up to one of my favorite games.
Yep.
There's a game called pickanoun.js.
Yeah, I know.
I think you came up with
it. I think I invented the game.
But I'm going to do it for you. So if you can pick any noun here,
yeah.
We'll see if it's an NPM package.
Water.
I'm sure that's a package. So let's try it. Water. There you go. There is an NPM package called Water, and it's available for you to download and install. So let's install it and see what.
Don't do that. You don't know what it is.
No. Should we not do it?
It's probably not wise.
It sounds pretty clean, though. It sounds like it's something could
that's
be good.
That's where they'll hide them.
Okay. So we can do jQuery. You'll find Bootstrap. You'll find all of the other packages on here. So, yeah. But NPM isn't really intended to be used for that.
So there's a package manager. I guess it's the clue's in the name.
Yeah.
It's Node's package manager.
It's not JavaScript package manager.
Yeah, but it definitely has become that. And lots of people are very passionate about the fact that it should be used for that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, two schools of thought. So the alternative is something called Bower.
Oh, right.
Bower.
That makes a lot more sense.
Not Bowie.
Yeah. In the production meeting, I thought you said Bowie.
Bless him. Rest in peace. He's a very different thing to Bower.
Yeah. Now, okay.
I'm talking about Bower, which is
this thing.
Yeah. This is Bower. Well, this isn't Bower. This is a Bower nest.
Yeah, because they're a bit like magpies. I think they take like plastic bottles
it's a bird,
and stuff.
The Bower bird.
It's also a JavaScript framework. It's also a Bower.
It's the JavaScript framework that's named after a bird, which is called the Bower.
Oh,
bird.
I thought the bird was named after the JavaScript framework.
No, because the bird came first.
But it looks a little bit like this.
There he is. There's our Bower bird. And what these Bower birds do in real life is they build the male birds build these nest structures and they decorate them with brightly coloured objects.
Yep.
And so the guys behind Bower thought, that's a nice little metaphor. We'll use that because that's what we're doing. We're going to build this structure and decorate it with brightly coloured JavaScript frameworks.
Very similar to bottle tops.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Anyway, that's the story behind it, and that's why it's called Bower. So what we're going to do now is we're going to add Bower into the mix and see what we can use Bower for. So it works in very much the same way. I'm going to right-click on my project here. I'm going to go to Add New Item. This time I'm just going to search for Bower. And there it is, Bower configuration file. Again, by convention, it's called Bower.json.
Yep.
You can change that. I wouldn't. I'd just leave it as Bower.json. And so Bower is really for front-end framework. So let's think of, say something like Bootstrap is what Bower's for. So this is the Bower.json file. I can go in here. I can, just like we've done a million times already today, I can type in, not Bower, Bootstrap. And there it is, Bootstrap. It's going to go off, it's going to get the version numbers, just like it did before with NPM and with NuGet as well. There it is, I'm going to choose 3.3.6, the latest version of Bootstrap. Click Save, it's going to go off to Bower, download the package, install it on my system for me, and all is good. So let's just have a quick look at that. So there's NPM, and we can see that we've got Bower there as well now.
Yeah,
and we can see that Bootstrap is installed. And again, with Bower, Bootstrap depends on jQuery, so it's installed jQuery for us as well.
Right, okay.
We'll look at what this looks like on disk in a second.
Yep.
The other way to do this is rather than edit this file, when you close that file, in fact, I'll close all these files, and you look at your project structure, you won't see Bower.json in there either. You won't see package.json in there either. They're quite hidden. And the way you get to it is you go into your dependencies, you right-click, and you do open bower.json, and it's a hidden file, basically.
Yeah, or you could just show the hidden files and you'd...
Yeah, you could do that as well, yeah. Or you could go manage Bower packages, and you've got a whole UI for it as well.
A bit like the NuGet one.
Yeah, so there's different ways to do it, depending on what you want to do. So let's say in this one, for example, let's put in foundation sites. So foundation is one of my favorite front-end packages.
Well, we all have those, don't we?
Yeah, we do, yes. I'm doing the same mistake. There it is, install. And it's going to do the same thing. It's going to go off to Bower, and it's going to update that Bower.json file for us as well. So Foundation also has a dependency on jQuery. So we've got two packages there with dependencies on the same thing, jQuery.
Yep.
Now, this is where the difference between NPM and Bower comes into it. So what NPM would do there is it would install Bootstrap and jQuery and all of the things that they both depend on in one folder. And it would install Foundation and then jQuery again and all the things that it depends on in another folder.
Right.
So you've got a lot of duplication there of packages. What Bower does is it realizes I've already got jQuery. I'm not going to download that again, even though two things depend on it.
Right.
Much more optimized for front-end delivery. Now, there are things that you can do in NPM to kind of get around this. There's an NPM package called Browserify, which does some of this stuff. But Bower is much more suited for front-end packages where they need to be delivered down to a browser rather than NPM packages on a server. So let's just take a little look on disk here and just see what this looks like on disk. So first thing to look at is we've got node_modules. This is where all the node modules live. So we can see we've got Broccoli. Broccoli's still there. I don't think that one installed properly, actually, but we'll best not go into it.
I think that caused enough problems.
Yeah. So we've got Gulp, and then we go into node modules, and Gulp has its own dependencies, and we can see the full dependency tree there.
Right.
If we go into
and this is actually one of the long-standing issues with npm 2 on Windows, is that dependency tree becomes so long, it's larger than the character limit of a Windows file system.
Yeah.
Which means that it causes problems. npm 3 doesn't have that problem. I don't quite know how, but they fixed that in npm 3.
The other slight issue when we're talking about front-end delivery of front-end packages is that where you want your front-end packages, wwwroot.
Yes.
That's the kind of distribution folder for front-end things. Now, npm doesn't put things there. It puts it in node underscore modules.
Yeah.
So you then need to introduce something else to move it from node modules, move the specific files you need, like normally the CSS or the JavaScript files, from there into your wwwroot folder.
Yep.
So you'd use gulp or grunt or something. Or let's not use broccoli.
But you could use broccoli.
Broccoli. What Bower does is it installs things directly into wwwroot. So you can see there that I've got...
I imagine this is all configurable.
It is, yeah. But it's just nice kind of default that it puts it where you want it straight away for the front end. So I can see I've got my four things there. I've got Bootstrap, Foundation, Sites. And you see I've got a single version of jQuery.
Right.
Even though both Bootstrap and Foundation had a dependency on jQuery, it's installed one version. I only reference one version.
Okay.
So it's quite clever. And what import is something that Foundation references as well. So the idea is in my HTML, I just reference these ones directly in my wwwroot, and that's all there is to it. Bower's taking care of it for me. So I'm not saying one's better than the other, but there's different ways to do it, and it's a consideration. If you're just doing front-end stuff, Bower probably is a better choice.
Yeah.
If you've got a mixture and you're already using npm for other things, then maybe you can use
npm. I think for ASP.NET, it makes sense to have, from my point of view, I quite like the idea of having npm and Bower rather than using npm for the front-end stuff.
Sure.
Purely because it feels like Bower is where front-end packages are placed first.
Yeah.
So they're more likely to be in, maybe this isn't true anymore, but they're generally used to be more likely to be inside of Bower. If a new framework gets updated, it gets updated on Bower first.
Yeah. I'm not sure. I think we're at a bit of a convergence point with that. I think that, say, Foundation, for example, they tend to put it on both.
Yeah.
I don't know. It might be that npm becomes the one to use in the future, but right now, I'd look at Bower for front end.
And also, then there's the separation of concerns. One of the things I like about this separation between NuGet being now just solely responsible for third-party libraries is that there's this like a separation. It does that thing. It doesn't have to. And there is a big difference between what you're wanting to do with Node and Node modules and what you're wanting to do with front-end JavaScript libraries.
Yeah.
So for me, I quite like having this split of NuGet for C# third-party libraries, Bower for front-end stuff, and then Node NPM for Node modules.
Yeah, I mean, used to be in this ridiculous scenario where NuGet used to have front-end stuff on it, because in an old ISP, that was the only way you could get. So there is a version of jQuery on NuGet. And do you know who put it there?
Well, I don't know. I think it's Angular, actually, what you're going to say.
No, it was actually jQuery.
Oh, right, okay.
It's quite interesting. So you heard of a guy called Damien Edwards?
Yes, I have heard
of
him.
He's one of the main guys behind ASP.NET. And the guy that owns the jQuery package on NuGet is Damien Edwards.
So literally, he has to, every time a new version of jQuery gets released, it's one of those owners, Damien Edwards, Rusty, or the Our Curve Foundation, one of those people's job to go and get the stuff from jQuery and then package it up in a NuGet,
which is ridiculous to have to do that.
And that's down to, well, I don't know what the scenario is with jQuery, but I certainly know it's with other frameworks.
Yeah.
They just don't put them on NuGet.
No, they don't.
So someone else has to take the responsibility of doing that.
And that's why in new ASP.NET, we're now just using Bower and npm.
Because that's where
to have that process of somebody from Microsoft downloading, get repackaged it and put it on our package system.
Yeah,
we're
because
just using theirs.
That's the place where people put their stuff.
Exactly, yeah.
And now we've just decided to embrace Bower, and then all of a sudden they've decided to go and use npm as well.
Yes. But the great thing about .NET Core now is that whatever it ends up being, we can just plug that in. It's fine. If it does end up being npm or some new thing comes along, it's easy to.
Let's just hope it's not as cool as broccoli.
Yeah, because otherwise we'll be in all sorts of trouble.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
All right, well, that's it for our introduction to package managers for ASP.NET. Thanks for joining us. Join us next Wednesday for another peek into a web topic. See you then.